Our petition is for an outline of our platform for access to some of the GTA information. It's also going to address the policy and legislation and operational instruments to implement the society. Secondly, I'm going to talk to you to the initiative that we have established in cooperation with the ACF. We have established a compliance forum, and this was established in order to strengthen the communication between the ACF and the AFC on the translation of the AFC mediation. It is a platform where we share findings and recommendations, as well as discuss the compliance that is coming out of the business. In terms of competition, the compliance forum comprised of the AFC, which is the compliance director of the Central Internet, and of course, the AFC is to monitor the implementation of the AFC. Then we've got members of the Central Commission, which provide us with information regarding the implementation. We've got HRC that reports on training initiatives conducted. We've got personal services that report on the practitioner protect against members. And we've got the inventory that is a focus regarding the implementation of the information process. And we've got the training agents that provide language one of the challenges that has been identified by the compliance forum was the non-adherence to Section 18 of the PA as a question and that was an inspection. And since the committee of the ICS and the DSA, all of the information that is identified in the Section 18 will now be moved to the civilian society. Having identified the compliance forum has developed a set of standard operating procedures. And this will be an argument for the creation and instruction, but rather it has allowed to ensure that the relationship between the two entities are implemented while avoiding the organizational management of the DA and the mission instruction. The purpose also developed to provide guidance and the power of the team as the DA and the executive transaction management parameters for life to affect the change from the law of the entity. It will also develop to formalize and discuss the working relationship between the two entities at both the nation and the social level with regard to the implementation of the government. The SOP entities define the role and responsibilities of that, and the SOP as outlined in the DA and the mission instruction. Among the key areas that are affected by the non-amendment of the DPA and the construction of the building, the non-compliance reporting, which means as the act of the construction obligates the DPS to report any cases of non-compliance to the secretariat that is not happening because of non-amendment. The issue of addressing applications for exemption, the also issue of reporting to parliament. The book also outlined the process to follow in institutionalizing the compliance forum in provincial the benefits of having the SOP formalized will be as follows. There will be proper coordination in the monitoring between the CFC and the SPF, as the compliance forum will offer the replication at provincial level. And once the forum is fully replicated at provincial level, there will be much clearer reporting between the two entities and then we'll be able to follow up. Hence, the local compliance continues to be enhanced as the CFC will be able to receive accurate information from the FHF and the applications for exemptions will be determined. In continuing with the benefits, proper and coordinated intervention within staff, where members are often not focusing on police violence, will also be enhanced. There will be cooperation in communication and awareness raising campaigns with the FHF. Currently, I think everyone is identified by the civil service association that is in the national last week. There has been a gap in terms of community members reporting on their relations with regard to non-compliance with the unified check. Reporting to the level will also be efficient and inconsistent in information provided for the reviews. The challenges that we have experienced. At CPS at provincial level, the doctor goes to the province of Paris as expected in terms of the TA and the construction because there is no internal directive from the government to the adjustment and in their national instruction. The DSP only able to access non-compliance cases sufficiently, meaning that the government can non-compliance in relevant decision to ensure maximum maintenance of the compliance forum. The CSC will also provide the SAGS in criminal law session 2019, and the role of the CSC will be to promote the implementation of this SOP and the maintenance of the compliance forum support for the youth so that our will be able to enhance the person. It is in this case that we will enhance the person and ensure consistency in information that is being provided. The next type of implementation is to the embedded services and our clients are carrying out the issue of the living and the security. The nature of energy connected by the CST is to me. What it means is that the department is able to connect with the system to all the positions within one shared area. A user consultation is instead to share with the AU's gain for collaboration by the control of the as it is shown in the table that follows. They will look at how the communities have been using the stations for the purpose of monitoring the implementation from the time the secretariat was allowed to monitor the UPA until the current secretariat has over 2015. As we calculated, there are certain consensus in terms of how big is the number of stations that each province is able to cover. But if we look at the power, there are provinces that are able to cover all the stations within their province and revisit those stations, but there are those provinces who are not being able to cover all the stations within their province. For example, if we look at the Eastern Cape, between 2012 and March 2015, they have only managed to cover the 80 stations with international for the people who are in the implementation. Christine has estimated the number of people that have covered all their stations that can relate to COVID and reduce some of the stations. How can the same? And even if it is also not able to cover all their stations as well as in Google and to allow them. Northern Cape as well as the Northern Cape. So we took out so far the number of visits that have been conducted during this period from April to March 2015. April 2012 till March 2015, it has been 915. And that is noted that it means some of the stations have been contributed more than one document. And how can we improve on the servicing and evolution? The main reason is that by providing the general education to fully cover all the stations in their community within the country was lack of capacity. The lack of capacity is mainly due to the fact that the city was having human and some minor provinces and it was not processed for implementation. Finally, after the challenges raised about the system constraint in number of stations inside the regiment capacity, the following application case. A different program can be human structure requirements to implement the mandate to be developed. And given that SA will help the SDC improve itself in the security of the system case, questions with the SDCF for the compliance plan as well as our elements of the leader for the case. In terms of the proposal for human capacity, this was what is being able to put the provincial head of the department. What we have identified the key performance areas and also the objectives and the activities. The key performance area is conducting GDA or education level and the second thing is measure the level of compliance and implementation of GDA by organization. And all the activities are intended and making the decisions for the people of understanding the school, conducting the operation by the compliance, having some issues for the internal report and the initial report. Then the required there will be officers to provide the level of authority on the court and family as required. One officer from the origin and the officer level will receive the program and what has the required region for the expectation and expectation that each region will have an official that will be the application with that region. And then the system provider will be the school and the IRB. And then the second key performance area, monitoring implementation of recommendations. And the FFP is to ensure that recommendations made by the provinces are implemented by the ACF in order to improve
in order to assist the department and
number of things which are coming according to their classification. Each province, and then how did everything stand in the other number change? Each province is in center and all qualifications are designated to command serial as follows. 25% of the students who test with the command serial, so all provinces need to ensure that they use 25% of their station with the serial serial. In combination of oral and physical stations must be tested. Examples must also consider the size and management of the stations to ensure that all levels are covered in the serial serial. There are also recommendations to a minimum requirement and purpose to activate with active capacity will allow us to do more. This methodology will ensure that current practice of qualifications will be set at a time and based on that about why it is able to generalize finally a reduction in the way that performance of qualifications structure practice will be taken. One of the steps that we provided is to consider training. The above mentioned methodology is a methodology for a creative design approach. The overhead monitoring and evaluation will also have an engagement with the HR team with a view of developing a long-term relationship as well as that in the improving our language. This relationship will help us enhance the web cooperation by ensuring that critical data members are being implemented.
The commissioner of the service of quality and convention and introduce different senses to Donald Trump.
Thank you, Chairman and Honorable Member. Today our presentation is focusing on our report to the Popular Community and the implementation of the Domestic Violence Act. And the presentation will be presented by the Minister of Finance. Thank you. Thank you.
The new program figures for 2013-14 and 2015 is Working with increasing the deliberation session given the previous performing body functions and that essentially the purpose of speaking compliance with the legislation. What we're going to do is essentially we come up with a system that all the time needs to agree that we can agree on the spot. But it's an important and other value mechanism by which we show you the agreed final mechanism. We give feedback to the management of the session on our findings where if we can be interested in your team or members of the one creation, we'll make sure that we report to those and commission while I'm including the key issues that we need to agree and really provide the master of which I need to report on our investigation issues. Because that's the practical being for the rotation of the regulation. Corporate will have provided by the government on the issues that included in this report on compliance services, the United States, the enabled reports. We received the report of comments on the analysis of the industry services. We also issued the report of the industry section of the state of mind for reporting on the industry of the state of mind for the industry of the state of mind and the cashless individuals of the
Cloud Topology, the full DJ
Now, you can see two more processes we have to make. One, we will look involved in the investigation form, which will then be the register case, it will be allocated to the investigator. We obviously will open the file, it will be investigation, we will make our recommendation. The officer will then kindly be charged and they will apply for exemption. We will send a recommendation, we will give them feedback will then be received on our recommendation. We will update our process and we will close our path. That is the one process. Now the other process that we will then begin with is obviously the provision part. And that is then where we come in and we can use the A2 that we developed. Now I have heard from the previous presentation from the criteria that they are, they have made our big stride towards developing, you know, more things soon and I'd like to hear that. What we made out to on getting back time was just to surprise visits to the police station. So they were having no idea that we would be arriving. We would then approach the station commissioner at that stage. We would start with their approaches and then we would address these couple of questions in the rules that were based on the national instruction as well as legislation. Now, in terms of this tool, you can see the question of its cause in terms of whether it's a yes or properly completed or say or no or incomplete. So when the question is asked, for example, is there a copy of the music violence really available in the case of the PSEV, the question I would get, or if no, it's not maybe in between all these sheets lying around, so that is part of the process that should be there. If it is scored, then it will be a slight increase at the end of the day if it's an outcome of a disciplinary presentation. Now, we did this specifically because we didn't just want to target the report. We wanted something at the end of the day which we really go back and see whether there's been an improvement or maybe there's been a sliding back process, if there's change in management, if there's any difference in their performance and so forth. But unfortunately, you cannot sort everything in that way. So there's also, on the next slide, you can see that there's another part of comments that you can invoke if there were circumstances that you need to note, and then there's another part of the question. On the last slide, you will see that there's a lot of other questions and parts that you need to have to complete with training that we provide to the members. And in most cases, there always will be no, you never have training, which we know is not true, but people try to hide behind those kinds of situations. Then, what the questions basically then involve on the next slide, just to give you there is a sliding scale you can see. If the product is called 049, they're non-compliant. 15 to 17 to 9, fully compliant, they're substantially compliant. And then a couple of police stations did manage to actually get 100% compliance rate. So we managed to make sure that was in fact possible. And then we also make a comment and a recommendation on what we believe should be implemented in that specific station. And then report it back to the station commissioner. Feedback was also given before we left the station to make sure that they actually do know what is coming when we report it even to the provincial commissioner. In that way, they have a heads up in order to see if it's like people who are going to the provincial commissioner model. Now, this kind of issue that we addressed was clearly indicated in the National Structure and the DEA Act. Next slide, you will see it goes to you, and you will mention it there. It is an updated certificate of providers in the 2017, where it offers the national instructions there. Do you have your register 508 available? It is being completed. Do you have your pocketbook available? Let's see how you are completing it. Is the monthly procedure being followed? Is the return being submitted to IPD at that time? Is the occurrence book, the SPC being completed accordingly? Is the all the procedure orders being served? Because that was something very specific that you can look at. If petition orders are not being served at the end of the day, then the whole process basically fails that respect. And the next process, then following on that petition order being filed, female members of the LGG, the victim friendly incentives, which is that kind of view that we're doing the evaluation process, we have a subtitle in the machine, budget for the executive for the big problem and concern at that time. Non-compliance with media records and members recorded in the form, record keeping for the concern at that stage. And obviously there is no step being taken against the members, or even in the case of the steps were taken, the punishment is a bit of life at the end of the day. And at the end, then we're not going to do it. When they are filed, you can say no. A lot of what I've seen in the software presentation is a lot of errors. So you might know that you might not necessarily see the case, but at the end of the day, there is no paperwork backing up this at the end of the day. What we've been done during the handing over of the case was to say we basically had over from the city of March 2012 up until the 4th of April 2012. All the provinces handed over. The Housing Point decided to say not to hand over, but to still complete all of the cases. So after you don't hand over any of the defined cases, they still completed the case. So the city of Reading was sort of on a fresh day there. The other provinces handed over 4 to 5 cases. The city was the case of Northwest. And one in the next case. On the next, issue training, that was under the report of the commission, was from the 11th of June.
Sorry,
the case is the same thing. The hearing processes, all the tools that hang over, part of the process of the to send the to improve the process and to go with it. position of that wavering channel. That was an extending of AV9 in global with the disease of the HCPA, and the existence of a culture pilot was around 25, which is actually 25 on a daily basis. And in the native period, if they do get access to this data, the native period is involved. Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you very much, Dr. Amos. You will now go to questions. First, two questions from my side, and we'll start the from the protocol on this. Does hydrogen approach by on the steps of inflation in terms of statutory and holding obligations for national commission? Now, in terms of the inflation by the economy, I indicated that in the previous legislative framework, as a specific response. Now, actually, today, the important importance of EBA methods and the importance of the protocol wants to get higher view in this term. We expect that the reports on staff side actually they haven't been tabled officially in the parliament. So the deal of the staff delegation, the commercial commission of Altec, we need by the end of the month, in the 4 years, we need statutory compliance by the national commission. So all the outstanding reports, and we know that in these terms and in those dynamics in terms of getting inside, but it must be tabled at the end of this month. Because we can't integrate into the evaluation of the current state of the EBA, we don't know what are the issues, so that we officially have to do it. So that is the conditions, we need that report. Because currently, the statutory organizations, SAPS is more important, actually. But this committee, we want it by the end of the month, that the sign and the table officially can work with that. The second issue relates to the SAPS. And the major gives this all the proposal from the commission is whether the DBA can discuss the market management. So it's not a big sense of that. If this happens in July. And then there was an indication of, for instance, the SAPS grid. For instance, we have the indication from 2013-2014 that there is no DBA in the cases, but actually, it's like that. The several cases of firearms. That indicates there is a problem with that. So apart from the actual training we want at the end of the month, is for the SAPS unit to review the SAPS. It's something I'm afraid, you know, we might be wrong, but they said they're probably yes. On the protocol.
Thank you, Chair. That was something I found important as well. The SAPS lever is one of the charges that we need to be provided. So along the line. So, and there are, I think, many files that have been taken, and the third one is not right. Anyway, we need an explanation. There was reference to units of the State National Office of Obtaining Compliance for the Internet, slide 11 from the Secretariat. Which of these units is delivered because of the federal statute, and what is being done on it? You have the set case here, let's talk about it right now and get it sorted out. Please could we have a copy of your DBA administration order tool that you use when you deal with the trust you maybe as online into our administration tool. It might be set to send my own, but it would be very interesting just to have a look at it. My view in seeing these very disciplinary undertakings for non-compliance is that I don't see a single member that's been turned out of that. In previous years, we've had a force of really telling these women to go back to their husbands because they want to be served. We heard of these refusing to deliver protection orders in formal decrements that have not been reached one day behind her arm.
Sorry, there was a lot of questions.
Alright, so let's finish this one then. What is the actual sanction for treating victims of domestic violence? Now, I read there about a form that goes into the file that's been taken out of the treasury for 6 months. Is there anything but a most minor level of it for women to treat this with complete confidence?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair Joseph. Now that I know there's only 2 questions that I have to make a selection, I have quite a large basket of questions. If I'm assembly now, but it's been so important to give you an enterprise level capacity. It is one application today, it's just about the core subscription, but they're all related. So it's subscription one, as a proposal we found this, people want that money figure. And then related to that, would the proposal be that the money goes to the national office once the material will become a fully designated department, receiving the funds through what are called parliaments. And then from there, this is to be transferred to provincial secretaries, who, given the structural nature of the provincial secretaries, the idea that they, in the allocation from the treasury, take into account the allocation they need in terms of the equitable shape that goes from this. And kind of go through that whole picture of the implementation of it. If we're not here, it's going national by parliament in provinces or two provinces to make sure it's part of what the provincial experience is. And then my second question is to the staff. I'll just have to give an understanding of the reasons and the findings that they would have made, because I think there has been an analysis over the past reporting periods. Why are those valuable weighted numbers tallied in so high in comparison to other provinces? That obviously speaks to effectiveness of reporting mechanisms and making sure that cases that are reported can just get reported to the steps. But a lot of findings in terms of what we could really take that part and the difference that they can share to other provinces and carry out their own staff mechanisms. I'll hear my own theories, but I would like to hear initially from the steps that they found on some of that very long-sided spreadsheets that we've seen over the reporting periods. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane, so much for asking us to listen to this before. I don't know if there's any information on statistics available for those that have been convicted or found guilty of any serious offenses, and what was the consequences thereof for that related, if my colleague was putting into the defendant's suspension or being dismissed from the police. And there is a process of being able to check on these victims from time to time, victims of resistance to the violence. A follow-up, I see that, and I see some cases you make that I find that officers are found not guilty of violence, but to chase the up of these victims to see whether they can actually affect the case, whether they can go to make any changes. And then finally, my concern is the issue of these firearms, and I find time and time again that either people of influence that or senior members are taking action, you'll find that time and time again, it's a little too late. You find that these firearms are not confiscated, monitored, and the moment there's an incident, it should be taken immediately. It's not begun, and then you have life consequences and consequences for me.
Thank you.
The way the two people that could mean we got acting on is around the HR and the and after our engagement with the council office, and then the procedure was issued, the HRP added our thinking, but we still have not seen any representative from the council office. So our really still and then in terms of how often our administrative level, our meetings are heavily on a communication, and whenever there is a need to present, we do meet. However, our call out to the government is that they must be on a monthly basis. Like, in the way they know that every month they do meet. The main reason why we want to do this quarterly is that the communication of the state between the two entities of the DFC can be done and they can follow up on the disabilities that are being initiated by the state.
Honourable Mr. President, I'll first start with the reporting by the National Commissioner, which will come by this. Honourable Mr. President, in terms of whether the discussion on domestic violence is pending agenda with your permission, I'll request the Honourable Commissioner to respond to that. And if I can pass from the Southern Chair President, there is the statutory and administrative reporting in terms of domestic violence that also takes the way of the dividend secretariat. That's what I discussed with you in the past. And I want to say, Chair President, let it not be discussed. That is the protection order doesn't happen. What we do discuss is the criminal cases that emanate out of domestic violence, and those are the cases that then will be investigated by our family violence, child protection, and sexual abuse unit. and so I will have a question that probably shall be asked for one by one.
Chairperson, in terms of the link between the problems, there is this compliance approach and the safety between the problems, one is aware and the other is also with the access and the carriers. Those issues one can confirm as they are taking place. But they may not be discussing issues in the case here. And I think earlier also there was a question as to whether why other provinces might not apply still according to ICE and other problems. In terms of my observation, we might be implementing systems when it comes to the method. That is why the other question is the same. And we have been talking of that and why that is true. Because when one looks at the monitoring tool of the item, I think this more details that if all of the reporting comes from that template, I think the reporting could have been a bit different. But in terms of the meetings, yes, one can say, yeah, we have these compliance forms where Nexus has been applied to the creative explanation in the presentation.
Well, thank you, Mr. President and members. With regard to the program report, we do meet the disagreement between the links of the credit of the needs and the IPAP. However, as we discussed previously, at the management meeting of the program, we don't thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members of the Committee. Not only the problem, we do have the meeting with the committee, and then we all compete with the target, the sharing that particular meeting. As far as the issue of preventive abusing alcohol, I agree with another person. So, this is unless, but with the awareness coming that we have carried out, now we are moving, if you look, actually, violence initially was zero, now it's picking up in numbers. And the approach that we have taken to this the police station and check all those things. Make us pick up where we are heading at and we are trying to address it. Last year, I think at the present time, maybe because of the distance in some other areas, the members of the community are able to go back there and support. But with the campaign, I think it's going to be so far.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, members of the Portfolio Committee. In case that we do participate in the compliance forum meetings that are chaired by the Department of Public Safety and Prevention, and this meeting is to monitor the progress that you are making in terms of the implementation of the Domestic Violence Act. In terms of the figures that reflect zero, I am also of the opinion that these bills that we have met for one and other purposes are not the same as zeros. It's true to maybe a uniform monitoring mechanism and its effective implementation. In the province of KwaZulu-Natal, I know that the Chairperson made an amount of a 25% non-compliance. The level of partial compliance in 25%, where the non-compliance is 25%. This is a situation that is to turn around, a situation that we have turned around because this level of compliance was reported from the 1st of April 2013 till September 2013, which is about 2 years ago. That can also be confirmed in a follow-up report, which was the leader of the federal court of the 14, where the Qatar report indicates that in the number of stations that were accepted was about 10 stations, the performance of
that also includes our actually when we took a drug virus to the natural manager, perhaps one of the deciding effects also was the fear of coming through.
Thank you.
the decisions will be different if we are talking about the plaintiffs or not in compliance. We have been heard to choose something in the country. How do you then get to choose something in the country? Then you have felt with the vendor is choosing in the field, and the other person is choosing in the world. The other people do not make it clear anymore than that. What we need to do is to try to create an image in the field of the vendor. They will need to come and catch my life. If the vendor has a conversation today before that time, the vendor is choosing in the field, you need to get together and you can have to be right on the last few times, but you can have to follow up on the mail in the field. They all have to be there.
We are not in the province.
Sociality, the Department of Social Development. We appointed, they appointed 5 social workers that are sending me as a consultation. 16 of them are at the class head of CSU through that. We need a bureaucracy, the police, as well as victims of domestic violence that they come in for. So, the interaction between that department as well as the Department of the Secretariat in the province, which we meet one supporter at the meeting chaired by the NDC. But the meeting is solely for domestic violence. The meeting is about all our issues. And domestic violence is just not one of those issues that takes place. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Secretary. I understand that the issue of the confiscation of firearms through the federal firearms registry and the compliance section. We directed the strategy amongst conduct the information session because probably before the TFOs, the examiners, and also to ensure that every police station where the president found it, they must work closely also with the domestic violence coordinator. So that to ensure that whatever is sitting in the domestic violence register, then the TFO is able to pick it up. So that to ensure that the level of compliance and they can get it up to the people that you can run the station.
To the National Commissioner regarding the NANA
follow-up standards, but I want the business to be to the point because we need to deal with that issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. because one of the most concerning lines in the paperwork is the read by legal resource center
under this finding, it says survival is selected by the stereotype based on members of personal perceptions and prejudice. Now, that tells me these lenders are still lacking even to overstock it because they think women deserve it, or it's a sign that the husband loves the wife, they feel they must go back to their father. They don't see domestic violence as a crime, and that was absolutely underlined by the head of the photo, who says they need to be living secretary in ISIS, but that is such a criminal case, not domestic violence. Well, what is it? An officer refuses to have a protection order, is that not a crime? The firearm protection from an abuse that he shoots with her death, is that not a crime? You have to wait until there is a body, and then we'll consider it to be a crime. So it's an attitude situation, and I think it's underlined by the fact that you have nearly 100 members. Either on the route to being found guilty of domestic violence, you've taken their firearm from them, but they still work in sex. They could be working in a station near me. What are you going to do? Wait until they speed up someone who comes into the bank. They are abusers, and you still have them in the sack, and you go down recycling them, reusing them, moving them to another station where nobody knows their history. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Right, any other members? This is the final point around. No further questions. No successful response.
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. The first question was to the Acting Provincial Commissioner of the UK.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Chairperson. If I am correctly, I think that was the comment to say when you go outside with the economy, the number is going to improve from 0 to 10 numbers. So I agree with that they were going to improve. There are more people reporting. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, the second question was on this is zero because of non-monitoring. The honourable member of that to one of the provincial commissioners of the tax, so if the provincial commissioner can please respond.
Thank you, Honourable Honourable Member. Other shortcomings, what I was concerned was that we do this monitoring in terms of compliance with the GDA as a problem. I was also concerned that we do work with other organizations being discriminated. And I was also concerned that as a problem, what are we going to do to ensure that whatever we do, that are submitted to the court at scrutiny, and that whatever kind of work or support that is provided to the class, it also be utilized. And he also mentioned the fact that in the proofing, we have worked in a foundation, a serious matter, and we ensure that they also support. When it comes to the issue of zero, honorable chairperson, I would also, I think I also indicated that we depend on members of the public to vote the issues and we encourage them to come forward. We would like to see the COVID more of coming forward, and I also pray to also join my government to raise awareness in terms of the social life. Some of the public are aware.
This question was, is there going to be constructive change to addressing the zeros general economic response today?
Yes, we are in our progression for the last week. But also given the England question of serious concerns about climate change, we have a week that we will have a job on the climate change. And we want to deal with accountability, how we can deal with the climate, how we can make our reporting more meaningful, how we can deal with the kind of cost of the members of our offenders, and what our own fees and the risk of reaction side, what we do with the kind of members of our courts in our operation environment on the area. Commitment from the story who made it great was that we need to follow up with discussion with the interim discussion with the provincial commissioners significantly moved in 40 months of time. There's information that they actually really want. There's a lot of information on the museum, and that they actually follow up their recommendations and their content by the community, and these are the ways that we can show them what we're doing.
Any other questions? We have planned to have a combined session internally of accessible environment. So under the direction of the call, we'll be continuing a session whereby we'll follow all the methods of the accessible environment requirements addressing the important in general. And then we also have we are currently with the provincial capacity building session to address non-compliance to domestic violence act in all land policies. So currently we have done two processes, so what is used and other processes. And then also the time standard of operating procedure is designed by the significance of the current police and the data of Krishna will also ensure that the standard of operating in terms of all provinces before that in all provinces we have compliance for the commercial.
May I just correct something I just read out? There are in fact 352 set domestic violence offenders, they're called. So they are called offenders if they may take an 84 violence on it, and these people who were in that.
Yes, sir. In terms of the data, one of the issues that we are going to look into is the monitoring issue, because what matters is to have the monitoring tool that would be applicable to all the role players. In other words, to look at the monitoring from ISIS and from the national instruction and also from the secretariat, you know that all of them they can talk about this. So presently we may not be hearing that, and that's why they might be able to challenge that today.
One
reason
is here.
Thank you.
can just complete the mission to assist our community. This is what I said, maybe I can help the member president to ask if I can say thank you.
We do appreciate you, Mr. Welcome. Yes, thank you to the delegation. I think we need to get the definitely, Mr. Abdelmisha, Mr. Flower, and the Council of Standing, of course. I think we are on the fact that the security has basic shorts in the model. It's a serious concern, the issue of the steps, the limits by steps, they do go back and get that on the steps. And I think both of the institutions must have sit down and think of, if they are down the line, the implementation of the Act, and if we say, well, maybe you need to look problems and one of the schools is that, it's indicted that we must take the issues of family violence serious. And I've seen the mission tells me one article for the Commission to leave it also regarding this issue. So there's going to be much difficulty in the next 7 months on this issue. How will it be raised? And I think that's going to be critical. So we will await that, of course, on some tax side. We also need to drill down the issue of the stats. Maybe that is also the access to stats in terms of the current model. I welcome those problems as a huge priority. It's important that the perspective that each stat is used in the wrong problems, that the colleagues talk to each other. But I think we will have to, in November, have another engagement. In terms of implementation, that's going to be very critical.
Could we not consider, as we had a detective done, and then I think we'll achieve another attention on that particular issue, that could we not consider the detective by dialogue, pull in all the people there, and really draw them in there? After 10 years, did some of people say, oh no, we'll deal with time after that?
So we'll definitely take that to the management committee for discussion and bring it back to everybody. Thank you very much. Right, thank you. Now we come to item 2 of the day. Welcome to all of the comments. Welcome to the general committee. Welcome. Yeah. Colleagues will remember that last week we had a session with the provincial commissioners and senior management members. We received apologies at the meeting and I think we accepted those apologies. We also indicated that two other provincial commissioners, one provincial commissioner, and one other commissioner of that is not I think General Kobeni is still visiting the force, so as soon as he's finished, he must come to the committee. We've got the chairman the CIO of that, so we'll give her the opportunity to be the force. But unfortunately, I think there was a second issue by the on behalf of the board, by the General Macaulay, where, you know, I'm not quite clear about the status of the Supreme and Representative Commission to deal with it, but there's also been given certain comments attributed to this record that is not read, and that is the unfortunate and really, it's not good news, but it's not. There's also, I think, a picture of the education that the General Macaulay wanted, and she must look at that. But maybe I don't think it will affect our process tomorrow and as we go forward. I just maybe want to aim, but it's to our aims in terms of the rules. What the rules are. And then we'll go to the detail. Now in terms of Rule 1 of the National Assembly, for the purposes of performing sanctions and submitting them subject to the Constitution, legislation, and other provisions of these rules, and the resolutions of the Assembly, some of the instances of the before it will be evidence on the oath of information will be reduced documents, received petitions, registrations, and petitions, from each person or institution, from the confidence of the petition to the legislative petition, and by other any unmanaged public committees, and from that public hearings. Concerning any single council committee or subcommittee, or each committee or subcommittee. Then, the issue of privacy of witnesses, and I think that's very vital. In terms of the normal course of testimony before the committee must be critical, now usually give a witness sworn into the committee and it follows.
reasonably sure that our Lord or our wife will answer fully and satisfactorily all the precious tokens which we hope to produce in our life. That you are required to produce information with the subject matter of inquiry, not to understand the fact that the council will not be put in command to expose the criminal assault in this damages. You are here to take the evidence in our house or the motion before our house committee, may not be suggested any form of practice of the parliament, and then to take the criminal proceedings from the charge of urgent to the evidence of the government to have these proceedings. So, whether it is an open or perfect information, always an offence under the powers of this act to my requirement. I also want to refer specifically to rules of you.
Thank you.
ότι θέλω να καλέσει την πρώτη μέρα που δεν μπορεί να κομίσει να το έσω αυτή τη συμβολή, με πώς θα θέλει να κομίσει να δουν όλοι και πολλοί και τις πόλεις. Thank you very much, sir. I said by the approaches that we made, and also we were instructed to also to comply by the church taking the statement, and then also to the people that are in Asia that comply with the laws of the church. Thank you very much.
Right.
Voting against the Association Commissioner or even against the Association Commander. So
So my brother also tried to give us to say there is no such as an executive of this organization, we are behind the regional commission and we are continuing to do our work. And if you read my petition, I highlighted few achievements and successes of HRM under the leadership of the regional commission. I don't think it's a great matter to give it to me or too small. There was a lot of acceptance that I can share with the committee in terms of our achievements. There was a lot I think I could share in that support in terms of our plans, not to improve the innovation of our processes that we are currently doing. At the time of issuing that statement, Chairperson, I believe that I was right to issue such a statement. I believe that it was within my right, Chairperson, to issue such a statement. I did follow the protocols in terms of the issuing of such a statement as Chairperson. And yes, the statement was issued internally as well as externally. I do have internal clients, I also have external clients. I'm responsible for the coaching in the organization. We have advertised positions now in the SAP that we want to attract potential candidates. And if such candidates can receive such negative media reports, I think we won't be able to get people that will be interested to come and join the South African police system. The question that was asked again, Chairperson, was to whom was the health of the church? Like you know, individuals and individuals, Chairperson. It's okay to that both citizens and individuals, they are amongst our ways. They are quiet. They try to go to the media to raise this issue. They don't come out to the church to say, these are our concerns or these are our issues and let's deal with the issue. So when are the health of our security to those citizens people? Those cases, individuals that are trying to distract us from being our job. Our thing is saying to them, can they not leave us alone? Leave the National Commission alone so that we can continue doing what we have been enjoying for. So basically, that is why I issued the statement. I was not instructed to issue the statement by anyone, Chairperson. I saw the newspaper articles. I saw the blackouts that were put everywhere as I was driving to Johannesburg on that particular Sunday. And at that point, time, Chairperson, that we cannot just keep quiet. Myself, as an individual, I cannot keep quiet. I need to respond and defend myself from that. The statement was made in my office, and myself, Chairperson, I sent that statement to communication so that it can be created. So nobody instructed me to issue such a statement, Chairperson. I own that statement as a regional commissioner for human resource management. And another question is, General Makhale voted for me, not Chairperson. General Makhale didn't write the statement for me. I wrote the statement myself from my own desktop in my office. And I won't agree on anyone before that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Chair, I think I'm partly covered by my colleague here, but just one question basically. Have you previously made any statements on behalf of ourselves with regard to any issues that you've taken this one on without your authority? Could you say that regularly you have previously been making statements on behalf of in terms of media?
Because the father and the mother are facing the mother. Why do you leave a statement after the mother has gone? To me, you would say it's a person in heaven. You must be a king of the obedient of God. Why is the activity of that articulated by him? And why now? Because it's the first time I hear that you are
it's for the first time that I hear staff members communicating through media. In all my years in this particular meeting, in this particular from my imagination, and I have to say that if staff wants to communicate with their media, they send memos and particular. So what is this case so different that you felt you wanted to be on the media instead of the liberal media that have aims to communicate with their members if you were communicating with your members as you say?
Sorry, the Honourable Member of the Gate, if I didn't see you, you are sorry for the information to communicate by the case.
Firstly, I must first apologize to Mr. Commissioner and yourself and members of the committee for being with our completely left given moment from the session today. Despite all my efforts of changing my emails as well as I'm conducting my day, in my brain on slack and television. So I believe they are going to do that to deal with that. But my concern, Mr. Chairman, is this one got a question which I think the general will have to respond collectively to the number of questions that have been put to her and members of the committee. Does she understand the damage that our members of the service leave to the nation with regard to Mandaka in the first place? Thank you very much.
Got it. hours per day saying you will do this, because we all know how our rank structure works. Your boss is just to say how high. And if you dare not to do it, not to want to do it, to say out loud that you don't want to do it, your job will disappear like the wind. And I believe, madam, that you are attempting to save your own job, as are a few others in the top ranks, because they know that the moment the National Commission goes, so will their job. As they disappear the previous one, as they disappear the previous one. I think you were totally, totally out of line.
Well, I think that's a question of if we can just have a very short response, I think the matter is
I'm not really
officer to really give us an apology. But frankly, from what she's just said, she's not going to mean it. She basically has insulted the committee by saying that it's unfortunate the committee just misunderstood it, as though we're all so stupid on this side of the house that we can't understand why this thing's been really totally inappropriately by somebody out of nowhere and it's that. It's nothing to do with media. We all know why it's released, and frankly, I just think she will give us a heartfelt apology. Many of the social commissioners did, but most certainly she will know why.
Right, then, into the discussion, General, as soon as that involved from your side. Right, colleagues, I just want to the presentation of our thing, but it may be based on the hospital minutes of the Mahuba's group, we can make that in a
Would you consider the community practice and your community is there now? It's called unacceptable. It's another kind of disrespect for this committee. Thank you.
Yeah, and maybe you want to sum up to say that we, as a committee, it's very unfortunate that I first said the word chief. We applaud those commissioners that stood with the previous quality. We know who they are. Those who didn't, well, what are we going to do for going forward to follow it? We will proceed in terms of sections where we are going. We will tomorrow as a committee after our presentation of the first we will deal with minutes of last week. We will also ask the researchers to look at the minutes of Mahuba's school and then we will come to further proceedings. But it's important to note at this stage that the statement that was issued by the national spokesperson of SAS. A tribute to start that didn't happen. We didn't do that. And that's also an issue that will have to be part of the 201 investigation. Depending on discussions tomorrow and the minutes of the committee of last week and the group last minutes, we will then decide on the terms of reference and we will then take it further. Again, I want to emphasize what I've indicated when I read the relevant reference to the rules as well as the Powers of Communities Act. This is a very serious matter. And we have to refer to the Parliament to have an effect on that. Very serious. So we will tomorrow, after the presentation, deal with the minutes, and we will also be able to do us with the minutes. In terms of my count, I think it was four members of commissioners who are still standing and look at the statement. The others have, indicated that they stand with their policy. We appreciate that from those commissions. But others, they have to also be discussed about this.
Chairperson, about the SMS I received, I did write to you about it. I asked it to be circulated to this committee. I received this SMS directly off our head on AM 7 on Thursday evening. It arrived on my phone at 20:40, came from phone number 082-44-99-888. And it says, I am black, proud, capable, and very clearly to take nothing from me and eat your heart out. I'm not made by you and cannot be undone by you, via Yeha. Now, I obviously have no idea if this is true or not, but a journalist answered his phone the number and she answered the number. I find it absolutely appalling that a media commissioner would choose to send me a personal message when I'm doing my job and she's failing to do her job. I'm going to ask that in fact that becomes part of your investigation because I sent a threatening phone there and I'm sending that all over and I mean, I think we've left the days behind when, for example, prosecutors were snatched from their homes to disappear for 2 days or people tried to raid people's offices. But it seems to me we're not. If someone will go to the effort to find my personal cell phone number and send me a message like that, then the time will come for me to change.
Can I ask that? Because I don't believe that the counting of the state
to communicate personal message during my long time. Hopefully, it has never happened before. And even around 1999, I report from the first lesson to say, when they welcome me, that was an error. It never happened. So I don't want to believe and say, this is actually the condition I was at. I think we should investigate and get the correct word that I'm asking before we make a determination. But all I want to say, we can be the reason if we compound the problem. If we compound the problem, we can set a particular message for the 200,000 people who are asked. We can secure a welfare that can never be not in the condition of the last condition.
program.
Thank you.
you.
Cheers.
Thank you.